with the best in easy listening. This is Serenade Radio. Now, it's time for Stein's Song of the Week.
In 1931, Warner Brothers released a crackerjack picture called Blonde Crazy, an early talkie that's as good as it sounds. Jimmy Cagney plays a cocksure bellhop come con man, and Joan Blondell is the chambermaid he fancies, and they have terrific chemistry. Blonde Crazy became famous for two things. First was the leading man saying, you dirty double-crossing rat, which became the basis for every third-rate impressionist's easiest laugh over the next half century. Second was the rather risque scene in which Cagney opens the bathroom door as the always agreeable Miss Blondell is soaking in the tub. Joan Blondell is better known to younger listeners, or actually by now late middle-aged listeners, as the waitress in Grease. Only time for one clip. Cagney snarling about rodents or Joan Blondell in the bath? No contest, especially on the radio.
Oh, Anne, are you there? Is it all right for me to come in?
Hey, what do you mean crashing in like that? Can't you see I'm taking a bath?
Yeah? Move over.
But aside from that, if you pay attention to the opening titles of motion pictures, you might have noticed this.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies. At the break of dawn, there is no sunrise when your lover has gone.
That song was brand new in 1931 and the work of a man called E.A. Swan. E.A. Swan? Who's he? Well, if you saw Frank Sinatra on stage pretty much right up till the end in the 90s, there would come a moment when he'd say something along the lines of...
Now we have a song that's a very beautiful, a little bit sad. And it was written by a gentleman named A.R. Swan with a fine arrangement by Don Costa. What good is the scheming, the planning, and dreaming that comes with each new love affair? The love that you cherish so often may perish and leave you with castles in the air. When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies. At break of dawn, there is no sunrise when your lover has gone.
Actually, Frank miscredited his arranger there. It's not Don Costa, but Nelson Riddle. However, he did get the songwriter right. E.A. Swan is Einar Aaron Swan. And if you know your ethnomenic etymology, you'll recognize that Einar is Scandinavian and Aaron is kind of Jewish. What's up with that? And Swan, well, that's a type of waterfowl from the Old Norse Svana, the singing bird from Sven, to sing, to make sound. But few swans made a sound like Einar Aaron Swan. In a song that via Gene Austin, Louis Armstrong, Billie Holiday, Linda Ronstadt, and Carly Simon sings across a century. Swans are said to sing before death, hence Swan Song. E.A. Swan sang, lived, and breathed music for his entire short life. and left us one beautiful swan song. I have always loved the song When Your Lover Has Gone by E.A. Swan, said Sven Bjerstedt, and was very surprised to suddenly one day find out that Swan's first name was Einar. It most definitely seemed to have a Scandinavian ring to it. Mr. Bjerstedt was so intrigued he wound up writing a monograph on Swan for the Swedish-Finn Historical Society entitled A Study on Jazz Age Fame and Oblivion, which is well worth your time and to which I am indebted for much of the family background on Mr. Swan. His father, Matti, was born in 1877 in Western Finland. In those days, it was common practice for Finns to take their surname from the farm on which they toiled. E.A. Swan's father lived on the Jotsen farm, and Jotsen is Finnish for swan. In his late teens, Matti changed his name from Jotsen to Svan, which is Swedish for swan. Swedish is an official language of Finland because the Swedes ran the joint before the Russians took it, and there remains a minority Swedish-speaking population to this day. In fact, Finland is the Swedish name for Finland, whereas the Finnish name for Finland is Suomi. At any rate, Evijärvi is a unilingual Finnish community, but the family moved to Nedervetti, which is Swedish-speaking. So Matti Jotsen became Matti Svan. A couple of years later, he sailed for America, and shortly after disembarkation in New York, Matti Svan changed his name yet again to John Matthew Swan. He married a young Finnish lass, and they settled in Massachusetts. Their second child of nine was born there on March 20th, 1903. Einar William Swan. That's right, not Einar Aaron, but Einar William. For his father, it was all about the music. As John Matthew Swan told the Worcester Telegram in Massachusetts in 1915, music was my one solace in my little home across the seas, where, one of a family of 10 children, it was hard work for us all to eke out a living under the rule of the Russian Tsar. In Gardner, Massachusetts, he made violins for players in the Boston Symphony, and he taught his children. Seven of the Swan's Moppets played professionally, but the father always knew who among his musical progeny was the real talent. Quote, Einar W. Swan, my oldest boy and the musical genius of the family, was born at Fitchburg 12 years ago and showed musical talent when he was 2 years old. When he was 6 years old, we gave our first public concert, in which Einar came up to my expectations by making a great hit with his violin playing. Einar composed his first violin music in 1914. Proceeds from our last concert in Worcester 3 weeks ago will be used to buy him one of the best violins I can find. He has fulfilled my expectations of becoming a great musician. And then Einar found jazz. Jazz, Einar told the Worcester Telegram, is the coming and perfectly legitimate development of modern music. All musicians are turning to it, some more, some less. His father would have liked a some not at all category, at least for his children. He had labored all their lives to turn them into fine classical musicians, and now the most talented of them had gone off and formed something called Swanee's Serenaders. When Einar said he was leaving for New York and a job with Sam Lannin's orchestra at the Roseland Ballroom on Broadway, his father flew into a rage and smashed his violin. A couple of years later, the plot of Al Jolson's prototype Talkie, a cantor who can't handle his son becoming a jazz singer, must have seemed awfully familiar to Einar. By then, he was playing with the Vincent Lopez Band and arranged this peppy number for them. The lyric must surely have resonated with him.
Everybody hears the call on Broadway. Everybody sees the call for Broadway. Oh, their hearts may break, and it's all fake. Everyone beneath the sun on Broadway, Broadway. Nothing but a melting pot is Broadway. You're a star while you are hot on Broadway. 'Cause Main Street comes and goes, and the whole world knows, the only street that can't be beat is old Broadway.
Love made the breach final with the Finnish patriarch. Einar had met a girl, Billy Kaufman. She was Jewish, and Einar decided to convert, changing his name along the way from Einar William Swan to Einar Aaron Swan. John Swan was horrified. The brightest talent in his family had gone the full Jolson in two fell swoops, from a classical Aryan to a jazzy Jew. When he moved to New York, Einar must have been the blondest Jew in Manhattan, never mind the jazz singer. He was now living a nightmare inversion of the biggest hit on Broadway, AB's Irish Rose, or in his case, Billy's Finnish Swan. It was serious stuff. Neither his parents nor any of his siblings ever saw Einar again. Given his circumstances, a Finnish Lutheran who winds up a New York Jew should just have gone all the way and become a New York Jewish songwriter, converting, as it were, to the ranks of Kern, Berlin, Gershwin and Rogers. Instead, Einar seems to have concluded he could make more money as a reed player and arranger. And then, out of nowhere, Einar Aaron Swan produced a masterpiece.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, magic moonlight died at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover has gone.
Einar Aaron Swan wrote both the music and the lyric. Both are very good and even better together, with a rare unity. The tune's chromaticism is both beautiful and muscular, which is why so many instrumentalists enjoy playing it, but coupled to the words, it's heartaching. The lyric gets darker as the lonely night progresses through those first 12 bars, from starlit skies to the death of magic moonlight, to that bleakest of images, a daybreak with no sunrise.
Oh, what lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean
not a lot to it. Two 16-bar sections, no middle, no release, just a very economical melody with strong, memorable imagery. Faded Flowers is awfully good for a chap who seems never previously to have written a lyric. Somehow, the song wound up in Blonde Crazy, sung by an uncredited tenor over the credits of a classic Warner melodrama about cheats and chiselers motoring along on slangy rat-a-tat-tat machine gun dialogue. When Your Lover's Gone was noticed by Ethel Waters, as we just heard, and by many others, but the big hit record went to Gene Austin.
For ages and ages, the poets and sages of love, wondrous love, always sing. But ask any lover, and you'll soon discover the heartaches that romance can bring. When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone.
And then, When Your Lover Has Gone was gone. Like faded flowers, it faded away. One youngster who'd always admired Gene Austin's intimate style of singing was Frank Sinatra. In 1944, only 2 years into his solo career, Frank decided to take a crack at an all but forgotten song. He knows what he wants to say, but his arranger Axel Staudel isn't quite on the same page. The swooping strings dancing up and down in Frank's fills are excessively frilly and make the song more ordinary.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering. Like faded flowers, life can't mean anything when your lover has gone.
In 1932, a few months after When Your Lover Has Gone became a hit, Einar Swan's father abandoned his family. Mrs. Swan did not long survive her husband's desertion. Within 3 years, she was dead.
Like faded flowers, life can't mean anything when your lover.
I wonder if Einar Swan's dad ever heard that record. John Swan dumped his family in Massachusetts and took off for California, leaving his wife and children destitute. Estranged from both Einar and John, they were reduced to begging. John Swan never contacted his family again. Mr. Swan took up with another Finnish immigrant lass whose first husband had been swept overboard from his whaling boat back in the old country. He started a new family and spent the rest of his life making organs for churches. He wrote off all those dreams for his musically accomplished children back east, and apparently wrote off also the very real success of his prodigal jazz son. What do you do to follow when your lover has gone? It's not clear Einar Swan even tried. In the next 9 years, he had his name on a couple of songs, recorded by Artie Shaw and Tommy Dorsey, whose formidable star power couldn't earn them the public's favour. And so Einar passed the 1930s arranging for radio and for Raymond Page's 100-piece orchestra. Steady work. Sinatra wasn't happy with that 1944 record, but he still loved the song, and it was on the set list a decade later when he went into the studio at Capitol Records in Los Angeles, this time with Nelson Riddle, for his Ava Gardner exorcism project in the wee small hours. Unlike the Staudel arrangement, this one uses the verse. Frank was a great discarder of superfluous verses, but for the Swan song, he thought the verse necessary. Not the verse Gene Austin sings with all those flowery generalities about ages and ages and poets and sages. That's too obvious an over-explanation of what's coming next. Instead, Frank went for the second, rarely sung verse. And as happened so often, the Sinatra version became the song, and the obscure second verse became the verse. This is a beautiful record, and in the chorus, Frank's third word, alone, is alone worth the price of admission.
What good is the scheming, the planning, and dreaming that comes with each new love affair? The love that you cherish so often may perish and leave you with castles in air. When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. When your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when
Thursday, February 17th, 1955, at the Capitol Tower in Los Angeles, the day a semi-forgotten minor pop hit became a standard. Frank was interested in songwriters. They were among his best friends, and he used to marvel at the way E.A. Swan had come out of nowhere, written this one number, and then bought a one-way ticket back to nowhere. And then, somehow or other, he heard what had happened. On August 8th, 1940, Anna Aaron Swan was vacationing at Greenwood Lake, New York, when he had a fatal cerebral hemorrhage. He was 37, a year younger than George Gershwin at the time of his death. But unlike Gershwin, E.A. Swan left just one song, and a wife and two young children. And Frank Sinatra decided to give all his royalties on When Your Lover Has Gone to Anar Swan's widow, Billy. That's to say, not just the songwriting royalties, which are healthy enough since Sinatra reactivated the number and attracted all kinds of other singers to sing it, but Frank's own royalties for his records of the song, his singing, his performances. Sinatra owes E.A. Swan a debt for the song, but Billy Swan and her children owe huge thanks to Sinatra too. Since Sinatra put his stamp on the song, is there any other way to do it? Well, how about this? Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle and an oddly familiar arrangement.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies. At break of dawn, there is no sunrise. When your lover has gone, what lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering. Like faded flowers, life can't mean anything when your lover has gone.
A song from me to you, words and music by Anar Aaron Swan. Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle doing a classic Sinatra ballad in a classic Sinatra swinging arrangement, with Nelson repurposing his chart for I've Got You Under My Skin and pasting When Your Lover Has Gone on top of it, complete with killer crescendo. Stand well back. Long gone. But Anar Aaron Swan, named for the singing bird, left us the ultimate swan song.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced especially for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin. Hear the next edition on Sunday at 5:30.